And we're on Jazz Street with the Chief of Jazz Street, Chief of Police, Chief Smith. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And for you, what's it like to watch all this happen?
Well, you know, the chance to come down here and actually, you know, just be able to hang out and interact is great. I have my daughter Emily here. She escaped somewhere there. She took a button from your table and then she escaped. But it's a great time, and it's great to be able to do stuff like this.
Talk about the planning that goes into something like this on your end in terms of employing, people getting ready, the mobilization, all that planning. When do you start putting everything into order?
So when this year's Jazz Fest ends, the next day we start planning for the year after. We'll be doing it for a number of years now, so a lot of it is canned. But again, you know, like I always say, we can always improve. We can always do everything better. So as soon as this year is done, we're going to take a look at what was good, what was bad, what we want to do, what we want to improve upon. But it really is a year-long effort. It does involve a lot of planning, a lot of resources.
So that being said, so people often sometimes don't feel safe in the city during this time of the year, but they do feel safe during the Jazz Festival. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think a lot of folks aren't familiar with downtown. They simply don't come downtown anymore. But the reality is, and I've said this since I was the downtown captain starting in 2014, when you look at crime numbers, downtown is the safest part of the city. It has the lowest crime numbers. What we fight is the perception. People hear the news on the radio, they see the news on TV, and they equate one incident to the entire city, and it's just not true. We have the Lilac Festival, we have the Jazz Festival, we're gonna have fireworks on July 4th, we had Harbor Fest this weekend. There's a lot of great events, and you know, as unfortunately we saw last night, a lot of our unfortunate incidents are caused by a few people that are having disputes that then choose to resort to violence, and unfortunately it happens in the city.
Speaking with Chief Smith here on Jazz 90.1. So for you, what's the most enjoyable part of doing your job during this time of the year?
Well, I wish I could say it was getting out on my bike. As you know, I'm a longtime bike cop. Unfortunately, I haven't got to do it that yet this year. But I do get out quite a bit on foot with my staff, more so than I have other years, now that I have a full command staff in place. And that's really what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be out, you know, listening and hearing what people's concerns are so that I can respond appropriately. So that's the greatest part.
And for you, why do people choose a career in law enforcement? I mean, what's the calling and why do people do it, in your opinion?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I mean, I knew I wanted to do this when I was 14 years old. Frank here, who's a longtime police officer, worked with me when I was an officer, and a longtime jazz fan. It is a calling. You know, you can't decide you're going to, this is not a 9-to-5 job, certainly. This is also not a job where you're going to get, you know, a extreme monetary reward. It's a lot of stress, it's a lot of hours. It's very hard on the families, especially if, you know, you don't take care of yourself and your personal life, which is, you know, why we have the wellness unit and why we start to look at that. You know, unfortunately, most veteran officers are in their second family, and a lot of that is due to the stress and the things that the job causes. But, you know, there is no greater reward. I had certainly never planned on being the chief of police. It was not in my goals. I thought I was done when I was the captain, but you know, I've come to realize God put me here for a reason, and I got a lot to do yet. And I got to tell you, I think this is the greatest job I've ever had.
Thank you so much for doing all that you do to protect, guide, and serve.
Well, it's my pleasure, like I said. And you know, I can't say enough about the guys and gals in this department. You know, they work so hard for the residents of this city, and they give up so much. So, you know, if you ever see somebody, you know, an officer, take time and just wave to them. Say hi. They really appreciate it.